My name's Pam Dryden and I'm lucky enough to be the head teacher of St Matthew's Primary School in Surbiton. And today we've had a fantastic tech day where the children have been designing their own computer programs and really finding out how computers work.
And what do you think you've got out of the day? Because you said you're not that techie in that sense, but it doesn't really matter for me, for senior managers or head teachers, and this is quite an interesting observation I've made. So long as you're good at people management and the actual whole management process of a whole community, it's how you actually use those skills rather than the small granular skills you need. So what at your level do you think you've got out of this?
Well, I think I'm really enthused by how much the children have got out of it, actually, to see them breaking down step by step. I don't know, some of them were working on an app for stranger danger alerts. Some of them were working on an app for brushing their teeth and remembering birthday cards and that sort of thing. And I suddenly realised how meaningful it was to them and actually how capable they are.
What I've said this to everyone so far, and some people sort of understand, other people aren't sure what I'm talking about, but I'm saying with computer science or with being able to construct things and make things that are so quick, and it's a different kind of subject within primary school. It's a more thoughtful, reflective way of doing things, which you don't have in every single curricular area. You should have, ideally, but it seems to me computer science or the activities around ICT can be particularly good at getting people to frame their thoughts, think things through logically, and actually problem solve, which is, when I started teaching back in the late 70s, was one of the things that was to the fore that I think somehow over the years, some of that has sort of gone away, and there's been a lot of emphasis on assessment and all these other things. But this seems to be a very authentic, genuine learning experience. And it's no less quantifiable. Mm. You can actually assess it even more by the outcomes.
Yes, you can. No, that's very true. I guess many of the computer programs we've used to date don't actually teach children the thread of how to build. They're using and applying what they know. They might be using PowerPoint or Word, but this is a chance for them really to understand how something works. And if it doesn't work, as you say, to problem solve and figure out a way of making it work.
And the other thing that got me about today was just the sense of community in the school and the fact that you've opened your doors up to all these different experts and people to come in. And you've risked, in a way, bringing people in and trying new things. I don't know if that is a school cultural thing, but that was very, very impressive.
Well, I'd like to think that we welcome people into the world, but I'm very aware that this digital world is moving so fast. And I'm not the most techie, and it's very hard to keep up with things. So we need the experts that we've been fortunate enough today to come in and assist us with this work.
And I also think possibly in the long run, you need things like measures like e-safety or community measures whereby you can sort of gauge how these things go and everything else. It's still an emergent, very fluid space. But unless you do it, how are you going to manage it, I think?
Yeah. I mean, in some ways it's a risk, but I think this is a risk you've got to embrace technology, haven't you? And you realise how much there is that we don't use. So.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.